Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Christine Brown's Amazon. Calm redeem gift card to my account quick. Easy and comprehensive instructions with screenshots is a short practical technology guide for Amazon customers who need help applying gift card funds correctly. Its subject is narrow but common, converting a gift card claim code into an account balance, then confirming and managing that balance. Available descriptions emphasize step-by-step directions, screenshots, balance checks, and guidance for adding cards to an Amazon account. The book is therefore best understood as a task-oriented reference rather than a broad discussion of online shopping or personal finance. Its purpose is to reduce uncertainty at points where inexperienced users can hesitate, such as locating the correct account area, entering a code, and verifying that redemption succeeded. Visual instruction is central to its positioning, since screenshots can connect written steps to the changing interface of an e-commerce account. The guide also frames unused gift cards as a preventable problem, encouraging readers to redeem and monitor funds rather than leave cards unclaimed. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, claim code redemption as the guide's central transaction. The book centers on the practical act of redeeming an Amazon gift card through its claim code. This is the decisive step because a gift card has limited usefulness until its value is associated with the intended Amazon account. The guide's stated emphasis on ACWIC. Sequential process suggests an instructional structure built around identifying the code, navigating to the redemption function, entering the code, and completing the action. For a first-time user, this sequence matters more than a general explanation of what gift cards are. Online account interfaces contain several nearby options, including payment methods, orders, and account settings, which can make even a simple task feel uncertain. A focused guide can reduce this friction by showing the relevant route rather than requiring readers to infer it. The book also treats successful redemption as something to verify, not merely assume after code entry. That approach is useful because a mistyped, already redeemed, or incorrectly handled code requires a different response from a completed transaction. By organizing attention around the claim code workflow, the guide addresses the point at which gift card ownership becomes usable purchasing credit. Secondly, screenshots translate account navigation into observable steps. Screenshots are the book's main differentiator as an instructional format. Written directions alone can be ambiguous when readers are unsure which menu, button, or account page a phrase refers to. A visual reference narrows that ambiguity by allowing readers to compare their own screen with the depicted stage of the process. This is particularly relevant for an Amazon account task, where navigation usually happens through a web page or app interface, and users may have differing levels of digital confidence. The book's visual approach appears intended to support readers who benefit from confirmation at each stage, rather than from a compressed list of commands. It also makes the guide more functional as a follow-along resource readers can pause, locate the corresponding interface element, and proceed. Screenshots do not eliminate all variation, since online interfaces can change and layouts may differ across devices or regions. Still, their instructional value lies in showing the logic of the route and the kinds of information to look for. In a narrowly scoped how to book, this concrete visual orientation is more useful than extended background discussion, because the reader's goal is accurate completion of an immediate account action. Thirdly, balance checking turns redemption into accountable gift card use. Beyond entering a gift card code, the book covers checking the resulting balance. This is an important separate task because redemption and account monitoring answer different questions. Redemption asks whether a particular card has been applied. Balance checking asks how much gift card value is currently available for future eligible purchases. Treating the balance as something readers should inspect gives the guide a basic verification layer. It helps users confirm that the account reflects the expected credit and provides a reference point before shopping. This can be especially helpful when several gift cards have been received over time, since memory of individual card values may not correspond neatly to the total available balance. The book's focus is practical rather than financial. In a broad sense, it does not need a budgeting framework to make the point that visible account credit is easier to use deliberately than a physical or digital card left unredeemed. Checking the balance also reinforces the distinction between a gift card fund and other payment options on an account. By including this step, the guide frames gift card use as a small cycle of action, confirmation, and later access, rather than as a one-time code entry event. Fourthly, adding cards to the account prevents forgotten standalone value. A recurring purpose in the book's description is helping readers add gift cards to an Amazon account, instead of allowing them to remain unused. This focus addresses a simple but real management issue: value stored on separate cards or messages can be forgotten, misplaced, or left unused because the redemption step seems inconvenient. Associating a card with the account consolidates its value into a place the user can check when preparing to make purchases. The practical logic is not that redemption creates additional money, but that it makes existing value visible and easier to deploy. The guide therefore presents gift card management as an organizational task. Readers are encouraged to move from scattered claim codes to an identifiable account balance, and to avoid uncertainty about whether a card has already been used. This is particularly relevant to people who receive cards as gifts, promotional rewards, or workplace incentives, and do not routinely use Amazon account features. The book's limited scope is an advantage here. It concentrates on the actions that prevent value from being overlooked, rather than expanding into unrelated shopping advice. Its central message is that a gift card becomes more manageable once it has been correctly redeemed and its balance can be reviewed within the account. Lastly, a low-barrier reference for first-time and occasional Amazon users. The guide is positioned for both first-time users and people who want a more orderly way to handle gift cards. That audience framing explains its emphasis on clarity, screenshots, and tips, rather than technical detail. A frequent Amazon customer may already know where account tools are located, but an occasional shopper may encounter the redemption process only when a card arrives. For that reader, a concise resource can be preferable to searching through broad help pages or experimenting in an unfamiliar account menu. The book's value lies in lowering the knowledge threshold for a contained task. It assumes that users need reliable operational guidance, not expertise in e-commerce systems. Its descriptions also suggest attention to common points of hesitation, how to use a claim code, where to see the balance, and how to ensure the card is added to the account. This makes the book suitable as a just-in-time manual, consulted when a reader needs to complete the task rather than read cover to cover. The scope also creates a clear limitation. It is not presented as a comprehensive guide to Amazon payments, refunds, account security, or every regional policy. Its usefulness depends on staying focused on gift card redemption and basic balance management. In conclusion, Christine Brown's guide is best suited to Amazon customers who want direct help redeeming a gift card, particularly first-time users, occasional online shoppers, and people assisting a less digitally confident family member or colleague. It may also be useful to anyone who has accumulated claim codes and wants to convert them into a visible account balance rather than risk leaving value unused. The practical benefit is procedural confidence readers are guided through code redemption, account addition, and balance checking with visual support intended to make each stage easier to recognize and verify. The intellectual benefit is modest but real, as the book clarifies the basic workflow by which a separate gift card becomes managed account credit. Compared with broad consumer tech books or general Amazon manuals, this title stands out through its unusually narrow focus. It does not attempt to explain every account feature or offer a wide-ranging discussion of online purchasing. Instead, it concentrates on one frequent, easily misunderstood transaction and presents it in a screenshot-led format. That specialization makes it most valuable when the reader has an immediate task and wants concise, concrete direction. Readers seeking advice on broader payment disputes, account security, or changing Amazon policies will likely need official current support resources in addition. Within its stated category, however, the book's combination of sequential instructions, visual orientation, and attention to balance management gives it a clear, practical role as a focused reference. If you would like to support Christine Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.